Now, when a boy has facial features that look like, you know, like his father, you might say he resembles his father, or you might say he might put it another way.
The term we use is he's just like his daddy.
Something like that. Well, would you say the same, you know, sometimes their faces might look alike, or then other times they might act the same way. Would you say the same thing if they acted the same way?
No, it makes a little difference. They'd say he acts just like his daddy.
Well, now, if you're talking about some woman and her husband died and she had six children, and you might say she had, you know, she had to have a hard life because she had to take care of them all by herself. So you might say she what, you know, had to do what all by herself with the children. She had to.
She just has to raise them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
She has to feed them and clothe them.
She'd have to raise them. When a child was acting up, you know, acting up when they weren't supposed to, you say, now you better quit or you're going to get a...
Quit that.
Yeah.
Most of them spares the rod and spoils the child nowadays.
Yeah, you know, now suppose that you saw a little a boy and you hadn't seen him in several years and he'd gotten a lot bigger, and you might say, my, how you have... If he was, oh, you know, you just couldn't believe how much bigger he had gotten. You could say, my, how you have
grown.
Right, yeah. Now, your brother's, no, you don't have one. Your sister's son would be called what?
Grandson, I reckon.
Now, your sister, like, your sister has a son, and he'd be your... Your sister's son wouldn't be your grandson. He'd be you'd be his uncle, so he'd be your
nephew.
Right. Now, what would you call a child that lost both its father and mother?
Orphan.
And then the court for this child, since nobody didn't have anybody to take care of it, the court would have to appoint
a guardian.
Now, what would you refer to all the people that were related to you? How would you refer to them if you were giving them just a name that meant everybody that's kin to you? You call them your.
I don't guess I could name any of them. I know them, but
Would you call them? I meant something like you might call them. Would you call them your people or your?
Yeah,
kin?
I'd call them our kinfolk.
Yeah.
I guess that would cover it all.
That about covers it. Yeah. Now, talking about somebody that somebody else named Sanford, and yet they might have the same name, but you might say, well, he's got the same name as me, but he's no
blood kin.
Yeah. Now, we were talking earlier about this doctor that you can't hardly understand. So if he's from another country, how do you refer to people from another country?
Foreigners.
And do you ever say that about people from this country?
No.
Well, what about somebody like me that you never have ever seen before that comes in this? How would you refer to me? Well, the first time you see somebody you've never seen before.
Well, I don't know. I refer to them in different ways a lot of the time. And I don't know now what would be the...
Well, I was thinking of like a stranger or something, you know.
Yeah.
Now, the next part's about names, different kinds of names. Now, what